Senator Warner made a phone call talking about the potential of recommending the daughter of a state senator for the federal bench, a lifetime appointment to the federal bench in relation to a political decision, whether or not that state senator would stay in his seat or leave his seat, came in the same time frame as the much-covered story of the governor's chief of staff making a job offer in this regard. You know, this is very serious in terms of the federal bench has a big impact in our lives, and we need to make sure that qualified people are put on the bench, and I would never play politics with recommending judicial appointments.
You know, when I heard that Philip was considering resigning from the Senate, I reached out to his son, Joseph, and to find out what was going on. During that conversation, we brainstormed about possible opportunities for his sister. His sister had been a substitute state judge, and because of that tenure and legislative process, she couldn't be confirmed. Now, in that brainstorming, we talked about a lot of different options. But let me make clear, I did not offer her a job, nor would I offer her any kind of position.